How many of you are glad you were able to rise up and see a new day? Can I get some witnesses? Happy Mother's Day and great day in the afternoon or morning to all of you, but especially to the mothers worldwide. And welcome to listeners to Let's Do It Radio Mother's Day Sunday service, sponsored by none other than doitallinthemall.com. Today is Sunday, May 9th, 2021. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alcu Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide, where all entrepreneurs, like the speaker of the day, Dr. Ralph Steele, can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section and as well as their website, where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. Do It All in the Mall is a Black-owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington, a mall which has been in business for over 13 years. Luke 20:36. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. John 5:29. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 11:24. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. John 11:25. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What is the definition of resurrection? During Easter, we have the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave, which is the action or fact of resurrecting or being resurrected, restored a dead person to life, to write the vision and make it plain. Other words for resurrection are revival, renewal, rebirth. Let us go into today's service as we will have Dr. Ralph Steele out of Arlington, Texas, bringing us the word. At the end of the service, you are welcome to call in for prayer or if you want to give your life to Jesus. Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of the music you hear during the show today. You now have invocation by Dr. Ralph Steele.
Gracious Father, we come on a very special day with special hearts, minds, and souls. And we give thanks, Father, for life and living. But today we give thanks and honor to all of the mothers across the world. We lift them up. We celebrate. We cherish them.
Yes.
We honor them. We respect them. We give them the honor that they're due. And we realize that what they have done for us has in many ways kept us out of trouble. It has kept us above board. It has given us the spirit and the will that we are able to continue to do God's will ourselves and to be the men and women, girls and boys that we need to be, that God is calling us today.
Yeah.
And so today, I will boldly, I say, honor, and respect your mother and give her thanks today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
Amen. Boys to Men, a song for Mama, a song that we hear and make people cry. But let us hear a song for Mama.
Me everything you've given me. will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. Then you come to me, tell me I could change anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama.
Loving you is like food to your soul. You know how you like to eat and how it feels so good after you eat? That's how mama is. She just feels so good to you. She just loves you and you just feel so good in her presence. Now we'll have a prayer and scripture by Dr. Ralph Steele.
Father God, we again come to the house of the Lord, which is, you really look at it, folks, the house of the God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. And so we come to you, God, thanking you for being everywhere, but most of all, being in our hearts. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for touching our hearts. We thank you for this special day again. We thank you for Let's Do It Radio.
Yes, yes.
We thank you for the services. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us. Father God, we thank you for the blessings that our mothers prayed for us. I mean, day in and day out.
Yes.
Some of us would not even be here if it were not for our mothers. Some of us would be dead and wouldn't even be locked up in jail. But our mothers, our mothers prayed for us, kept us, protected us.
Yes.
Oh, God, I thank you for my mother today who always would just say, baby, don't get in no trouble. Worship and serve the Lord. And I remember that everywhere I went. And I'm so thankful for her. My grandmother who used to say, son, grandson, God is first, not last, not second. In fact, my grandmother said, God is 100%. By the grace of God, we are alive on this Mother's Day. There are many folks today. Listen, I know someone, mother who died yesterday. And now some of us mothers are still alive. A lady got killed in a car accident yesterday. And you know what? We are still alive. And so, Lord, on this Mother's Day, I look up to you in heaven. And I give you the power and the glory that you are due. And I glorify your holy name, God. And I ask you to keep on keeping on. Because there are
people
God is dead. God is not alive. God does not bless you. And I'm here to say to the world today that every blessing you ever had or every blessing you ever received, every breath you take is only because of God.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Lord, thank you. Thank you. For being even a mother to us. Sometimes mothers have been fathers too. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen again. And thank you, Reverend Rodney, for also joining us this afternoon. I see you out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this next song is Because He Lives. I can say something.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, worth the living just 'cause He lives. God sent His Son.
They
call Him Jesus. He came to love. Heal and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave is that to prove He lives.
Because He lives,
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow.
Because He lives,
I'll be in God.
Oh,
that river.
Ooh.
I'll fight life's final war with pain and in ashes. I'll see the light of glory, and I know He'll is so glad. Oh yeah, I'm so glad that the grave is not our final destiny. I heard it when Lazarus died. Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. All my fear, all fear is gone.
Yes, because he lives, it makes it so easy for us to face our fears, to face everything in front of us, behind us, around us, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. How many out there can say that? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. They're not here anymore because he lives. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Dr. Ralph Steele is pastor of Outland Memorial AME Zion Church, Arlington, Texas, as well as his busy, busy, busy schedule is a licensed financial consultant, an arbitrator, mediator, and a professional women's basketball official. So he's always running up and down the court, so he should be in shape, should be, keyword. But anyway, I'm just giving him a hard time. He is the author of over 10 books and a professor of mediation at the University of Texas, as well in Arlington, Texas. His mission and passion is to assist millions of people in becoming wealthy, acquiring the American dream, and others globally around the world to become wealthy worldwide. Dr. Steele has conducted seminars at Capital One Bank, Stillman College, Tarrant County Community College, Eastfield Community College, the Community of God Churches in Hampton, Virginia, Second Baptist Hightown Church of God, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Longview, Netta Williams, Elementary School, the Irving Convention Center in Irving, Texas, the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Inc. in Baltimore, Maryland, and the National Convention, the College Leadership Summit, Addison, Texas, and the Association of Black Personnel in Higher Education in Austin, Texas. He has a doctorate degree from Oxford University, a master's from Vanderbilt, and a bachelor's from Concordia, Nebraska, and is an associate from Alabama Lutheran Junior College in Selma, Alabama as well. Dr. Steele says, wealth is a human right for all people, not just for me, not just for you, but for all people. So after we hear this next song from Miss Aretha Franklin, Amazing Grace, we will hear the voice of Dr. Ralph Steele. Yeah. Yeah. Come on now.
They call it God's amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Amazing. Amazing grace.
Next question here is Dr. Lam Singh.
Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
What a powerful song. Aretha Franklin's song. Singing today that we are hearing her play, and it just touches all. If you got a heart, your heart ought to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul.
Hello.
Your mind ought to be touched today. And your soul ought to be transformed, because when God is in the middle of anything, it ought to be right.
Mm-hmm.
It ought to be right. When God is in the middle of it ought to be right. And so we praise God today for Mother's Day and for hearing the song. Aretha just touches my heart and gets me ready, because a lot of people don't understand. Preachers just, and ministers don't just preach. You know what I mean? You got to have some spirit with you. And anything dead ought to be buried. The church has to be alive. We serve a church that ought to be alive and well and excited today. So I want to read the scripture today out of the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And I want to read a couple of verses out of that, verse 26 to 30. It reads as follows. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eat not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou echoest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Mm-hmm.
A woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. But I want to focus more on the verse 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and I want to speak on the subject today: a mother on fire. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, elevate us. Give us a sense of that Holy Ghost, spirit, fire, and love, and charity, and peace, and support for one another. But let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
A mother on fire. A mother on fire. I like to use the words of the writer Steve Kinnaird when he wrote such amazing words about Mother's Day. When he said the good Lord was creating mothers, he was into the sixth day of overtime when the angel appeared and said, God, you're taking a lot of time, too long on this one. And God said, have you read the specs on this order? God said, this is a powerful, wonderful, created queen. This is a powerful, wonderful mother who will make all the world a difference to men and women, children, and the entire world. Mothers have to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 180 movable parts that are all replaceable. Mothers run on black coffee and leftovers. Have a lap that disappears when she stands up. A kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a disappointed love affair. And mothers have six pairs of hands that can do anything God asked her to do when her man is sleeping or inebriated by liquid spirit. No. What? That mothers can have, no way mothers can have six pairs of hands, said the angel. How is that possible that mothers can have miraculous hands and spirit? It's not the hands that are causing me the problem, God said. It's the three pairs of eyes that mothers have to complete all of the ministry of love and reconciliation that I have called the mothers to do. It's a heart. Mothers have a heart made out of the Holy Heavenly Ghost. Mothers have a mind that gives and forgives all day, every day, no matter what somebody did or did not do. All they're concerned is they give and they forgive. Look, brothers and sisters, if the world was simply just keep on giving and forgiving, look what how God could bless us all.
Yeah.
But oh, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, it is the soul that when a mother is on fire with the power of the Holy Ghost, when a mother is on fire, who can stop her?
Hmm.
Who can tell her? You better not tell her or get in her way. You better not tell her she cannot do God's will. You better not tell her mother she cannot preach the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. You better not get in the way of a mother on fire. Are you kidding me?
Hmm.
You better sit down and relax. You better not tell a mother that God does not give us everything we need in the kingdom of God, miracles and blessings.
For years,
brothers and sisters, the church has survived and strived on the backs, heart, mind, and souls of mothers who were on fire and who did not just come to church and sit quietly on the pews. But these mothers who was on fire were on fire because they knew, they believed, they lived, they walked, they talked, they acted, they modeled. They were the epitome.
Mm-hmm.
They were the soul and backbone. They were the voice. They were the victory. They were the power of the church. Tell your neighbor or your family member, or your mother, or your grandmother, or your sisters or brothers, or your church members, or your coworkers, or your friends, that my mother is on fire with the Holy Ghost. When you have a mother on fire with the Holy Ghost, the church will grow forward. Children will be saved. Communities will have no crime. And even her husband will obey her and love her. Thanks be to God. I asked a question to three men, and I asked them this question. I said, is right always right? And the question seemed to disturb all three of the men. And I said, what is wrong, brothers? Men of honor, y'all are supposed to be strong men. And they said, Doc, you just don't know. The three men said to me, do you really want to know? I said, Lord have mercy, I really want to know. The three men said, Doc, a woman, a queen, a mother who is on fire is always right. So shut up, sit down, listen to her 24 hours a day. Get right with God. Mother will still be on fire. And remember to honor your mother that all your days will be long. Sit down and shut up and listen, because when a mother is on fire, you will never, ever stop her from doing the works and the will of God, the Father Almighty on heaven and earth. Look at here. You can't stop her. You better get out of her way.
Mm-mm.
You better support her.
Mm.
You better not say nothing against her. You better stand with her. You better sow a seed of a bunny with her. You better worship with her. You better pray with her. You better get right with God. Look at here. Fire! brother.
All right, preacher.
It is not enough to just be a mother. Any woman can be a mother and carry a baby and dispatch it to the local hospital. Don't call 911. Huh. You better call the heaven. Somebody call heaven. Quit calling 911. Somebody call heaven and tell the police that mother is on fire and they ain't got to go out and pick her up. They better go talk to Jesus.
Hmm. Hmm.
Brothers and sisters, when you have a fiery mother, a mother on fire who is without a doubt, a mother who is without a mother with a 100. Ten of the time.
Sounds like One moment, please, as I get Dr. Steele back. Dr. Steele? Dr. Steele? Yeah, one moment, please. I'm going to play a song.
I thought I heard it.
I'm going to continue to preach it. In Proverbs 31:10, who can find a virtuous woman?
Yeah, we can hear you.
She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. We need a lot more women who has a tongue and a mouth of wisdom and kindness. Brothers and sisters, God created mothers because he could not be present everywhere. Mothers who are on fire are special because even if the mother is a working mother, she still manages the job. She still manages her home. She still manages her children. She still manages her man. She still keeps a smiling face and a tender heart. When you have a mother on fire, you got something worth talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The late, great Anna Jarvis originated Mother's Day on May 12, 1907. She held a Memorial Day for her own mother at church. And since then, every church worldwide has adopted the celebration of motherhood and honoring, doing what the Word of God says, honoring mother. But brothers and sisters, mothers are more than just a delicious plate of fried chicken or dry clothes and a fresh, clean house. Mothers are the spiritual connection between God's salvation and the insanity of humanity. Mothers are the basic foundation of miracles and blessings from heaven above. Mothers are the consistency of spiritual growth and the power of the Holy Spirit. Many churches have survived and lived off the backbone and the strength and the mothers who were on fire with the spirit of the loving God. Mother's grace, mother's will, and the will of God. In many cases, the black church, the black family, the black community would not be in existence and would not even exist if it was not for the love, the care, and the souls of black mothers who were on fire for the Lord, who were on fire from the back of the bus to the care of the white children, to the forgiveness and of sins. Mothers have been there. Mothers have helped us save our souls. Mothers have led the path of righteousness and salvation.
Yes.
God is calling for more mothers who are on fire with the Lord. You see, if you ask yourself today, what is wrong with the church today? You got too many Christians sitting in church, going to church. They are not on fire for the Lord. You have to be on fire for God. You can't be playing God. This is real, folks. If you get a church of folks that's on fire, the church will grow and the community will change. People will change. You will see miracles that you never even seen. You can even imagine the power of God when you have mothers on fire for the Lord. I ask every woman or man today, are you on fire for the Lord? Are you on fire for the Lord? Mothers are more than just a baby carriage that exists and drops children on the earth. I'm reminded in the Bible of Mother Eunice in the book of Timothy, second Timothy, first chapter. Of all of the things Eunice could have done, should have done, could have done, Eunice's first priority, her first teaching was to teach her son the word of Jesus Christ. She taught him. She modeled spiritual life for him. She monitored and made sure he was spiritual. Eunice, as a mother, being on fire and lived the word of God, she talked like a lady. She acted like a lady, and she walked like a lady. She was on fire. Eunice had class. She was the mother of Timothy. Eunice was a mother on fire. She was a mother of holiness. Eunice was a mother who had the kingdom-focused church. She was a mother of miracles. She was a saintly mother. She planted the word of God deep into the heart, into the soul of her own child, her children. How many women today are planting Jesus Christ in the hearts of their children? Eunice, Timothy's mother, said for me, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have black boys and girls running around all over our community, and we wonder why they are being shot and killed by both black on black and police. Well, where are their mothers and fathers? Well, why are their mothers and fathers not saying and doing something to stop the madness and insanity? A mother's job is not how good looking she is, or not how beautiful she can dress up, or how her nails look, or her fingers look, or how pretty her car or house is, or competing with her man. But a mother's first and priority job is how well she saves the souls of her children. I repeat myself. A mother's job is how well she saves the souls of her children. And you got women today thinking, I can't do nothing with that boy. You fed him. You cooked for him. You brought him. You cared him for 9 months. You brought him in this world. Don't you dare tell me that. I command women all over the world that you stand in the name of Jesus with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and you can get your boys, your girls to do anything God asks you to do if you would stand on the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you dare tell me what you can't do. And you tell the devil, I say he's a liar. You go tell the devil stop, because he ain't going to take your sons and daughters and kill them and put them on drugs and dope and put them and set them up in jail and prison. We got to stop this madness. Look, we all need to be on fire for the Lord. That's when we're going to change things. We just faking it till we can make it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't in the faking business. I'm in the fire business, the fire of the Holy Spirit. Nothing matters but the salvation first and forever are the souls of a mother's children. When a mother puts her children's souls on the altar, she won't lose them. When a mother puts her children in prayer, she's going to keep them. When a mother puts her man, oh, Lord, I'm getting in some trouble now, ain't I? When a mother puts her man on the altar, oh, my God, oh, oh hallelujah, somebody, but you better say amen, somebody. When a mother puts her man on the altar, boy, that devil will run away.
Man on
the
altar.
Glory,
come on. Come on. So quickly.
Because when a mother is on fire, can separate her from the love of Jesus Christ. Because when a mother is on fire, like Jeremiah when he said, I have fire shut up in my bone, and I cannot hold back. Look, when you got fire shut up in your bone, how can you be quiet? How can you be a dead Christian? How can you be a quiet Christian? How can you refuse to tell somebody about Jesus? How can you refuse to tell your testimony? How can you refuse to get up and pray at night, in the morning, everywhere, in your car, in your house, on your job? Look, when you are on fire, miracles will happen. Brothers and sisters, I pray today that we have more mothers, more fathers, more children on fire with the Holy Ghost for God Almighty. And then and until then, all we're doing is just playing a game. And we're just in a movie until it's over. And I don't want to be in a movie. I want to be when the Jesus says, come on up. Come on up. The streets are paved with gold. Every day is Sunday. No more crying, no more dying, no more tears, wiping tears, no more pain, no more hurt, no more bad love affairs, no more broken hearts, no more poor people, no more poverty. Lord, glory, hallelujah. Father, thank you for this day and for all of the mothers that are on fire. My prayer that we increase the number of mothers that are on fire. Because if you just in the church and you ain't got no fire, you don't have nothing to stand on. You just wasting your time. I want to see women on fire. So when they stand up, the devil will run like hell, because you know what? I want to see women quality, first class. I want to see queens. I want to see people, women who know their rights and places. They know who made them. They who know that they were created in the image of God without a shadow of a doubt. I'm talking about powerful women. I'm talking about women who are called by God, but also who are chosen by God.
Well,
Father, thank you for giving me one more humble opportunity to preach your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. I have a song that was sent to me. It's called Mother Bowed and Pray for Me. And it's done by one of our newest artists that we have who joined us, Lee Alston. So we're going to hear this song, Mother Bowed and Prayed for Me.
I remember when I was a child. Set it on Mother's knee. Yeah, she told me all about the Bible, that I might have victory. Well, she told me when I was take care of my children.
Jesus, yes. Now we'll have invitation to discipleship. After that, all the mothers should be on fire after what Dr. Steele did. I mean, shoot. That's all I have to say, shoot. All the mothers should be on fire. And after that song, mothers prayed for us. That's how we still hear a lot of us, is because our mothers were on bended knees, heads bowed, crying tears, crying and sweating and then worrying. And the floor had worn boards because she would walk each night, every night, all night, because her child was not there. She was worried about her. But Mama bowed and prayed for me. She prayed for each and every one of us, her children, her neighbor's children, the people down the street's children, everybody's children. Mother prayed for us. Now we're going to have invitation to discipleship. And if you want to call us and get prayed for, you can do that by dialing 845-241-9985. And we'll just let us know you don't want to be, you know, want to come on the air, but you just want to be prayed for. And so, Dr. Steele, as you bring the invitation to discipleship, and I'll check to see if anybody wants to be prayed for. Go ahead.
Brothers and sisters, or anyone out there that needs Jesus, I invite you into the salvation of Jesus Christ right now. Like the words say, if thou will confess with thy mouth and receive with thy heart and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, thou shalt be saved. And so I invite those of you all over the United States and the world who will listen to this broadcast, that you would just say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to be saved right now. So call that number, 845-241-9985, and receive your salvation. Repent of your sins and turn from the wicked ways and get right with God. You have an opportunity to do that right now. Right now, I invite you. This is a special invitation. Tomorrow might be too late.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you for those who call in. Thank you for those who have given their heart to God. Thank you. And receive your salvation so your life would be 100% better every day.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. One more again, as they say. And it doesn't look like we have people who are on the line who have been on the line during the whole service, but nobody has called in, looks like, for special prayer. So we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today on this Mother's Day. And stay with us because we got more music. And so as Dr. Steele gives a benediction, excuse me, we're going to go into our Mother's Day, what do you want to call it, song service. So we got songs out there for mothers, a spoken word, just some of anything. So please stay with us for the next, you know, for a while, because I got some wonderful songs out there for you. So if you don't mind the benediction, Dr. Steele.
Father God, again, we thank you for just a wonderful Mother's Day. Let us all go in peace as we end with listening to the music. But above all, let us get on fire for the Lord too. May the grace of God be with you. Go with you in peace. In Jesus' name, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Amen, amen. Special thank you to Dr. Steele for being with us today and for sharing his message, A Mother on Fire, taken from Proverbs 31, 26 to 31, and as well as our Let's Do It Radio Mother's Day Sunday service worldwide listening audience. So now, mothers, sit back. You know, you can listen, throw your feet up. You can shop in the mall, do it all in the mall, go to the stores, pick out your jewelry, as they say, you know, books. We have some everything. We have Target. We have Walmart. We have Kay's Jewelry. We have Afrocentric section. So just sit back and enjoy the rest of the service as this is dedicated to our mothers. Yes, Lord. I usually do a closing, but today is Mother's Day, and I am dedicating the rest of the show to mothers around the world. So please enjoy these selections and the rest of your day, and may God bless and keep all mothers, even though you may have birth or may not have birth. You have some words of wisdom to some young person, somebody who is near you, who has, you know, looked up to you as a mother figure. So no matter what you are called, mother, ma, madia, madre, mama, mima, nana, nana, babushka, love, sweetie, since this is Mother's Day, I would like to read to you the whole Proverbs 31, a virtuous woman, a tribute to mothers and women everywhere. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy way to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as all appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her lands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple, such a beautiful color. Her husband is known in the gate, where he sitteth among the eldest of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Her strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. The first song is I Remember Mama, and that is by none other than Shirley Caesar.
You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten I've been going down to the church playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Then and there, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't sit back down. Ann ran in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a laugh. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time. Hallelujah!
For remembering Mama in a happy way. Our next song is by Melvin Couch, Never Be Another Like My Mother.
There has never been a time in my life when I needed you and you were not there. You were there to tuck the pillow under my head at night. You were there every morning to make sure that my shoes was all right. And when I fell down, you were there to kiss away the pain. You were there, Mama, through the sunshine and the rain. But you see, I'm all grown up now. But there's one thing that I will never ever forget to do, and that's thank God for giving me to you. I remember what my mother used to say. Thank you. Each night when she kneeled down to pray, oh glory be to God, with a sincere loving prayer, she'd ask the Lord to keep us in His loving care. Please, Jesus,
there will never,
oh, thank you, Lord,
be another,
oh, yeah,
like my brother.
Now listen, the words I used to hear when I was going astray, oh, yes, I did. Mama would call us in to get on our knees and pray. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
She'd say, Lord, forgive my child, renew his spirit, and make him strong. Please, Jesus.
There will never,
oh, thank you.
mama's tears that mama used to shed when she had problems in her life. They were like the raindrops. Oh, and mama's smile,
her smile
was like the sun that shines so bright. Whoa. Was like a touch of no other. Oh, thank you, Lord. The reason I said it, because there will never be another. Oh, Lord. But every time I think about mama's tears, that mama used to shed. Like the touch of no other. Oh, thank you, Lord. There will never,
there will never,
oh Lord,
be
another like
my mother.
I hope y'all don't mind if I say it again now, Lord. Mama's tears.
I don't know about you, but right now I'm speaking for myself, folks. I know that there will never, ever be another like my mother.
Happy Mother's Day to all you all out there. Don't forget, you can, while listening, you can always just browse, peruse, look through, doitallinthemall.com. You might find something there you like, and if you decide to purchase something, a portion, or I should say, we get a commission on purchases that go back into your community. So please, please, please shop, look, peruse. It doesn't hurt. It's a safe environment. And we just appreciate you sticking with us. This next that I'm going to play is an Ode to Mom. It's a Mother's Day spoken word by Shonda Lucas.
This is an ode to every mother and every mother figure, the one who prays and stays and struggles with us, the one who fights and forgives and faces the storms with uncompromising calm. This is an ode to mom, the one who carries us in her womb, in her hands, in her heart. In her, we see the definition of grace. She keeps us safe, keeps us fed, keeps us in school, in church, in check, inspired. She digs deep into the well of her soul and finds a love that overflows, overrides, overwhelms everything. And it always does. She gives the love of 1,000 selfless deeds every day. She makes plates, makes clothes, makes beds, makes plans, makes time, makes do with what she has. And she teaches us that what we have is enough. She gives the love of 1,000 victories in the face of loss and suffering. She wins every time because she always serves first. She knows her worth, her covering, her comforting. Her faith believes that her will be is greater than her was. She gives the love of 1,000 sacrifices in the shape of our expectations, and she makes it look so easy. We could hardly see the half of what she gives, more than she takes. She prays, she sings, she tucks us in, and we never see her sleep, but she dreams the dream and plants the seeds and bears the fruit, bears the burden, bears all the things that we alone can't bear. She wears her strength and dignity like they will never go out of style. And she smiles at the future, and the future smiles back because it knows the good things she'll bring when she shows up. And she always does. She brings peace and virtue with her everywhere she goes. Courage in tow, she shows us that a fearless woman is a woman who fears the Lord. She stands assured, stands up straight, stands on his promises, his providence. Her hands work with willingness as she does the most good. And she always does. She is fierce and unflinching, unrelenting, undivided, understanding, undemanding. She has grace to manage her house into a household where she holds all the pieces together and never breaks under the pressure. She is underestimated, underpaid, and understated. When she faces the temptation to give up, she simply finds a way to give more. And she always does. And all this comes before her children are even up for the day. And when they rise, they'll say, blessed is this woman who gives so much and says so much more than 1,000 words with a single touch. And she always does. She gives the love of 1,000 generations of mothers before her, mothers who bore her and raised her and gave her the stories we will never read in history books. But when history looks back, it will see that she was the one worth writing about. Because many women have done excellently, but she, oh, she has surpassed them all. And she always does.
That was a nice ode to Mom, Mother's Day from Chandra Lucas. Next, we're going to hear a song by, I don't have who it's by, but it's You're My Mom, the Mother's Day song. So it's by a young lady, as a matter of fact. So here you go.
You've given me everything you needed.
real nice. This next song is by Celine Dion, Mama, You Gave Life to Me.
Goodbye, sister.
Celine Dion. It's such a pretty song. Because we wouldn't be here if Mama didn't give us life. Daddy didn't give us life. He was a donor, but he didn't give us life. Now this next song, you know how Luther has a song, Dance with My Father? Well, now we have the Mother's Day version, Dance with My Mother. Happy Mother's Day. You're going to laugh because she is telling the truth about mothers. And once you hear it, you're going to say, yeah, Miss Inez, you're right. She was telling the truth about mothers. Ebony Stewart, Happy Mother's Day. Spoken word.
Happy Mother's Day. an impatient car horn to a tornado siren. My mother is the kind of woman who, when she hits you, she trying to knock your head from your shoulders, your teeth loose, eyeballs crooked. The kind of woman who, if she didn't like the answer to why you did something, would send you back to the room, to your room, the one she took the door off of the hinges because you don't own nothing in this house. So you can think of a better answer. Who say, look at me when I'm talking to you, Ann. You better fix your face, Ann. Stop crying before I give you something to cry about. As if she didn't. When she always did. One time, she blew the wind so hard she picked up the whole house so we could know just how much to her there was. Take a knife, a fork, a comb, a shoe, pop you real quick, jig you real quick, remind you real quick of who your mama was when she ain't to be played with, but everybody think your mama is so sweet. Swear my mama was a wrestler in her former life the way she make us tap out. Or some baseball legend the way she aim with precision. My mother is the kind of woman whose only justification is because I said so.
Yes.
Love her so much, her whole body is a window bar and a security gate. Protect us like ain't nobody getting in. The kind of woman who did it on her own, sacrificed everything. We didn't need for nothing, never knew we didn't have nothing because we had everything. The kind of woman that when she come home from work, she don't want to hear nothing about our problems, especially if they start with the silliest I want and I need, to which she reply, you want to leave me alone. And you need to read a book. Or bring me your homework so I can see what you've been doing all day. The kind of woman who worried herself with the details but never once told us about the details. Let them kids be kids. The kind of kids that if she cooks it, you gonna eat it or you gonna sit there in the same spot all night until she's tired of you looking at it. True story. The kind of woman who want her kitchen cleaned and clothes folded before the morning because somehow it helps her sleep better.
Yes.
The same woman who will wake you up to wake up to yell and swing her hand. Y'all better clean my goddamn kitchen. I like your nerve. You ain't that sleep. Even if we were. Even if she wasn't. Dirty kitchens wake my mama out her sleep. The kind of woman who you better not ask to go nowhere Saturday night until her whole house is clean Saturday morning. Magic 102 on the radio. Luther Vandross on the radio. Johnny Taylor on the radio. Zydeco on the radio. My mama, some Southern gospel she is as she wanna be. Make breaking sound like laughter. Make a whisper sound like a Sunday morning prayer. Fold her fingers to fix, forgive, and heal anything. This is how my mother taught us survival. This is why my mother is also a survivor. My mother keeps the moon in her eyes. So everything is an ocean, and I am her sky. I learn the ways of her ways, her ripple, and mimic her sea. And so I pray to God, if I ever have children, my mother is the kind of mother I want to be.
Yes. And do it all in the mall. It's a safe, secure place for you to shop. So please, please, please shop. And we get a commission off of qualified purchases. This next song is called Dear Mom, and it's from Dax, a young man. And he's just pouring his heart out about his mom. So please, please listen to Dax. And the song is Dear Mom.
Thank you. Everything you did was worth it. All the sacrifices taken when the picture wasn't perfect. I could see it in your face when I was young, and all your burdens are reminders to keep pushing when I'm working on this circuit. I remember in the Canada cold, delivering papers out the truck when I was sick, going door to door. You used to say God got me, I was meant for more. That we was broke as he was fixing what we had in store. I remember that mama used to beat my ass, then I would be mad and crying while she worked the back to back. And she'd wake me up and tell me that I better get to class. And then I graduated, then she stood up and I saw her clap. Mom, we used to argue, now I know you was right. I'ma tell my kids the same, to be in before street lights. Not to steal, do right, live, laugh, play fight. And every night pray to God on both knees with closed eyes. Everybody's got a mom, everyone relates to this. There's no way we can repay them for the things they all did. This a message to the queens around the world who go to war and sacrifice to make a better life for all of they kids. Tuesday night you would drive me to practice, church on Sunday, midnight masses. Pushed me hard, I couldn't be stagnant, kept me calm despite the madness. You cooked and kept me fed, then knelt and prayed beside my bed. You whisper in my ear and I still hear those words inside my head. Mom knows best, can't talk back, can't disrespect. Can't forget you held me in your stomach despite all the pain, all the stress. Can't neglect, lay the bricks of my success and dedicated all your time to make sure that I did my best. Mom, I hope you know this is your song. I hope you memorize and always sing along. I hope you know, I know you did your best, and every single step you ever took was to assure I never did no wrong. Can't nobody break this bond, it's infinite and then beyond. And when they ask my reason, I just say your name is my response. My love for you could stretch across 100 seas and light a galaxy. I'm trying to say that can't nobody ever turn it off. Mom, thank you is not enough. You the reason that I'm here and why I can't give up. And every single time I fall and every time I'm stuck, you call me knowing something's wrong innately and you pick me up. And even when we miles away, I promise we not out of touch, cause nothing can connect the world the way a loving mother does. For all those double shifts I saw you work, I never saw you fuss. And that's why when I'm tired I keep going, cause I know I must work to ensure you get the life you deserve. Dear mom, you an angel, so again I'm saying thank you for the memories and time. It feels like heaven on earth. And while I know I can't repay you, I'm just trying to say I'm grateful for your sacrifice and love and always putting me first. Mama, I hope you take these words and never ever have to think about or question your worth. For all your pain and your hurt, for all your struggling work, mom, for giving me birth. I want to say, dear mom, this a letter from your son. The three jobs you were working, yeah, they probably wasn't fun. All the weight that you were carrying, it probably weighed a ton. So I made this song today to finally tell you that you're done.
I love you, mom.
And you know you can't go through the day without Dear Mama from Tupac. It's the clean version, so here we go. Dear Mama from Tupac.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right, mama cast me, put a whoop into my backside, you always was a black queen, mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy, trying to raise a man, you always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare, tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Baby, please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He
passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, yeah. You're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know
and dear mama,
no one
you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear baby, mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama. Dear mama.
This next song, I love it. It's four-part harmony. It's My Girl. It's for Mother's Day. And it's by Anthem Light. You're going to like this one a lot.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Mama,
how down a woman is, how much she is struggling, she still finds a way. And as, of course, Maya Angelou would say, and still I rise.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? It's because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soul so far? Does my sassiness affect you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh, as if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling and bearing in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave.
And still, I rise. Yes, this next song is a song that kind of gives, you know, us the strength to go on. It's a beautiful song. I love it. It's The Wind Beneath My Wings. And just like a mother bird, you know, just giving her children that extra push, Gladys Knight sings Wind Beneath My Wings, otherwise known as Hero.
It must have been cold there in my shade. Never have sunlight on your face. You've been content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. I was the one with all. You were the one with all the strength. Only a face without a name. I never once heard you complain. Whoa, did you ever know? I can fly higher, higher than an eagle.
Jussie Smollett from Empire, the Empire cast. It's called Mama. It's a pretty song. It's toward, of course, Cookie Lyons, but it's a beautiful song.
Everything you've been through, there's nothing that I wouldn't
Mm-hmm. Everything you've been through.
Here's to the very first influencer in your life. Mom. This is how mom shines. Find the perfect Mother's Day gift at Zales, the diamond store.
And you can shop for Zales. You can type it in under doitallinthemall.com in the search engine and press enter. Or you can go to the jewelry section and click on jewelry and then go into the section and see all the jewelry that's in there. We got Zales, K, we have some of every jewelry type in there. And so you're welcome to go and peruse. Like I said, it's not too late. So you can still shop for mom. This next song is by Ashanti and it's called Mothers. It's such a pretty song. It pulls at your heartstrings. Ashanti, Mother. one above the mamas. Got to put mama on the pedestal because, hey, without her, there'd be no us. This next one is a spoken word. It's a poem to mothers.
All the mothers who spend 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour loving the child, there's poems for you. From the first time you held us in your arms, naturally given the ability to love us unconditionally, that no one you would let do us harm, moms who sacrificed time, money, and patience for any occasion, expecting nothing in return, you deserve celebration. But not just for one day in a year, not for one hour of that day, but you should be praised every second of every day for keeping us safe, for picking us up when we fall, answering when we call, loving us through it all. To all the mothers who awoke in the middle of the night when they heard their child cry, to all the mothers that gave us values to live by, to all the mothers that we take for granted, granted that they have demanded nothing but our love and obedience in return, I say thank you. For being our own personal superhero. Your power being the power to transform into the form of anything we've ever needed. You became our teacher when we needed to be taught a lesson. Our counselor when we needed guidance. Our driver even when we drove you crazy. And sometimes you had to be the MOM that was our ATM. And though you gave us money, we still tend to forget how much you're worth. But even then... You are our gardener, and we are your seed. You giving us the nutrients we need to grow faithfully, to be all that we can be, and I thank thee, God above us, for providing such wonderful mothers for in all the world. There is none other. So, to all the mothers who spend 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, loving their child, thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A poem to mothers. That should be engraved in our heart because mothers, they take a lot from us. We give them a lot. We just, I'm surprised. That's all I have to say. I'm surprised. Sometimes, mother, I brought you into this world. I'm going to take you out. And this next song is called My Beautiful Mommy, done by a little young lady.
For
children shall rise and call her blessed. This next song is entitled, Call Her Blessed.
Placed me in my mother's arms, knowing I would be free.
next song is a rendition of Isn't She Lovely by Anthem Lights. I love that. I heard these guys and was like, okay, I like this song because it gives it a different dimension. And you just have to hear it. You're going to say, oh, Miss Inez was right. That is a lovely song. Isn't She Lovely by Anthem Lights. Throughout this day without having Phenomenal Woman done by Miss Maya Angelou. So that's our next spoken word, Phenomenal Woman, Miss Maya Angelou.
Phenomenal Woman. Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's my mother and all your mothers, and my grandmothers and your grandmothers and my great-grandmothers and your greats and my great-greats and your and all you women and me.
Yes, yes, yes. Phenomenal woman. Angela Maya. Maya Angelou, I can't even get it straight. She just, every time she speaks, you just perk up and listen like a meerkat in Africa. But anyway, the next song is A Mother's Prayer by Kay Michelle. And she's talking basically to her son.
Last night I prayed on a falling star that you'll never have a broken heart. Though the world is cold, just remember who you are. And I pray that you'll never have a rainy day, and no matter what people say, even when it hurts, it'll be okay. Tomorrow brings new promise, so don't worry about today. The first time I saw you, I knew my life had changed. I would have been dead and gone, but I found purpose when I brought you home. And even though I'm not there to tuck you in every day, I'm not far away. This is what I'm all. Last night I pray on a falling star that you'll never have a broken heart. Though the world is cold, please remember who you are. And I pray that you'll never have a rainy day, and no matter what the people say, in your darkest hours I'll still guide your way. Those dreams you have, I want you to chase them, chase them. This bond we got, let nobody break it, break it. Even when I'm on the road and I can't see your face, this music will never take your place. I love you, Chase. I love my Chase. And that's why last night I prayed on a falling star that you'll never have a broken heart. Though the world is cold, remember who you are.
Mother Pray. Yes, yes, yes. And this next song is, it's by the Intruders, and I'm sure a lot of, I won't say older people, but people like me probably remember, I'll Always Love My Mama. That's just, that says it right there. And if y'all don't always love your mama, well, love her anyway.
Oh, we crazy?
Yeah, man, send me back to the other fellas, Louis Sonny.
They're drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it,
oh,
man.
Oh, many, many days. Lord, every day.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen.
Then I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to be?
That's just the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
my man. Hey. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
That's right. And you go to jail.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well, he was all right.
Pop, Pop, was, a bad Pop thing. Was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my Pop did.
Yeah.
My Pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I thought your mom cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
Mr. Green?
Oh, man.
Well, your mama sure cooked them.
Sunday service. We can find this program and past episodes on demand on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need, as well as find great listed entertainment, all in All in the Mall is a Black-owned and operated online shopping mall owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington. And you can find religious section. It has all your religious items such as Bible in all languages, religious shrines, t-shirts, gift shops, and anointing oils in the oil shop. More shops on their way. We have tons and tons and tons of shops out there, but more are coming for wonderful things. We would love to see the little products in the mall. From the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, please complete the contact us for information and send it to us. As you shop through the mall or have shopped through the mall, the more funds you build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases, going back into your community where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference worldwide. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters, because we cannot be successful without you. So tour the website while listening to the service. Donations are welcome just as well by clicking the donate button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. The call-in number is 825-241-9985 during the show.
Tuesday through Friday and listen in on Sunday, as many of you did today. Sunday service is listen only, and the guest speaker at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. On first Sunday, Carol Reverend Carol McCullough. Second Sunday, the Dr. Ralph Gilman for today. Third Sunday, the Reverend Carolyn Williams. And fourth Sunday is Reverend Bonnie Marshall. And fifth Sunday is Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins. So please send us information with your church members. Wouldn't you like to share the love with everyone on social media? Go ahead. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. So thank you for listening to Lester Radio to you all in all. We pray that you've enjoyed yourself this afternoon, evening, wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to this at. On this special Sunday edition of Mother's Day. I'm looking to stay blessed until we meet again. And we're going to close out today's service with Mama's song, done by Kurt Franklin. And he just appreciates you being with us for this afternoon and enjoying your day. Can I get an amen? Under Dr. Ralph Field service today, May 9th, Sunday 3rd.
Song I shared with Vicky about a year ago. It's a song about my mother, and I was just sharing it with her, and she said that she wanted me to record it. So I told her I wasn't much of a singer, but I'll do the best I can. I call it Mama's Song.
Jesus calling. He said, come on with me, my child, I'll take away your strife. Mama went to sleep on this side and woke up in paradise. Oh, but how I miss her so, more than you'll ever know. How I miss her soul, more than you'll ever know. How I miss her soul, more than you'll ever know. When I was a little boy, Mama rocked me in her arms. She protected me from danger, and she kept me safe and warm. But Mama is not here now, and I'm standing by myself. But as long as I've got Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Oh, but how I miss her soul.
more than you'll ever know. How I miss her so.
Yeah.
More than you'll ever know. How I miss her so. More than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. Like yesterday I miss her so. More than you'll ever know. Yeah, I miss her so. More than you'll ever know.
for no one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Always down for me, had always been around for me, even when I was bad. You showed me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and tell me I could change anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh,
mama, mama.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Do a Radio. To Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful day and happy Mother's Day to all mothers and anyone who feels like they are a mother. Thank you, thank you, thank you.